to 8. God's warning to his leaders also warns you what will happen if you refuse to warn people about sin, won't speak all of God's word. Verse 6. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, that person is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. I have made you a watchman. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. Beginning in Ezekiel 33:9, God comforts us. We need not fear. It's not our job to convince people. Even Jesus could not. See Matthew 23. We are called only to speak his warnings, as told in Ephesians 4:15, to speak the truth in love. Ezekiel 33:9. God continues, nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore you say to them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die? End of God's quote. God does not tell us as watchmen to keep our mouths shut and be tolerant. Rebellious.